USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol need to be removed. The California Democrats saying that some of the figures committed treason against the United States, and she said most of them were white supremacists.
Statues in the Capitol, I don't know, because that will be up to the makers of the motion to suggest how they would like to proceed. But these names have to go from these bases. And these statues have to go from the Capitol.
Pelosi says Democrats are eyeing 11 statues for removal. The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida this August, not Charlotte, North Carolina. It's been moved because the governor of North Carolina, a Democrat, Roy Cooper, would not guarantee that it could go forward as planned in Charlotte without coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.